These are the items that there is no onah. Havadim, an evid knani. There is no overcharging. The Torah says, "V'chitimkru mimkar amisecha, okonomi ad amisecha." It's dafka, something that's nikna miyad liyad, which excludes karka, excludes avadim that's hukshu lekarkos, and also shtaros. Only metaltalin, there's onah, but not these types of things. So therefore, havadim, v'ashtaros, v'akarkos, v'ekdeshos, also hektish, because the Torah says, achiv, the Rav says, with the drush is achiv and not hektish. Ein lahen tashlume kefel, v'lo tashlume bar v'chamisha. They don't have kefel or dalet v'hei, if you steal or shecht a shor seh of hektish. Well, first we know you don't pay kefel, because the Torah says re'ehu, by kefel. It's re'ehu v'lo hektish. And we never have, we've said this in the past, you never have something that has a din of dalet v'hei and not kefel. We've never found such a thing where you split up dalet v'hei and kefel. And since hektish doesn't have kefel, therefore hektish doesn't have dalet v'hei as well. Shomer chinam eino nishba. Shomer chinam doesn't swear on these items. Normally, a shomer chinam does swear that the item wasn't lost because of his negligence, and then he becomes potter to pay because it's an ones. But by avadim and shtaros and karka and hektish, he doesn't have to swear. And this is also learned out from drushas of the psukim. And v'nosisachar eino mishalim. And v'nosisachar normally is chayiv even on onsim. This is a guy that's paid to watch. He's normally chayiv on onsim, but not with these items. And this is also learned out from Drosh's Klal Pradu Klal. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kotshim, Shu Chai Bachriusin Yeshlen Ona. Rabbi Shimon says that Kotshim, that you're Chayiv, you're responsible if they get lost, destroyed. Like, for example, a person says, Hare Alai, a carbon, and then that animal would die, you would have to bring a different carbon. So therefore, if let's say he's Makdish this animal, and it dies or it's stolen, it's a shtickle considered like his money. Even though it's hektish. And therefore, if let's say a mum happens to this animal, and then you sell it to buy with the money another animal for a carbon, but this sale that you're doing with the animal with the mum, this can have onah. There could be a din of onah of overcharging, because it is, in a sense, yours. But if a person said, Hare zu ola, he did a nedava, dafka this animal, then it's for sure hektish. It's no way yours, and there's no din ona by hektish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa meicha sefer Torah behemla umargolis ein lahem ona. Even a sefer Torah, because there's no limit to its value, like the Rab brings, and a behema and a margolis, which is a gem, and an animal, because a lot of the animals, like the Rab says, are used to plow, and it would be invaluable for the person using the animal to plow that he is a similar type of animal. If you have a strong animal and a weak animal, the weak animal is going to bring down the strong animal. You always want the two animals to be similar, and therefore the price of them is almost invaluable. Same thing with a gem. On a ring or whatever jewelry, to have a good gem and something that's inferior quality really won't work. Once you have one gem, it's good to pair it, important to pair it to a similar type of gem and quality of a gem. And therefore, there's no onah by those things. Amru lo, lo amru ella eselu. They said to Yehuda that this din, that there's no onah, it's only by the items mentioned before, which is avadim, shtaros, karka, and hektish. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon.